address to the members of the Phonographic Corresponding Society and the subscribers to the Phonetic Fount. Dear friends, it is with pleasurable feelings of no ordinary kind that I address you in Phonotp, and thus offer you the result of the first experiment made with the fount which your liberality has enabled me to provide. To you will future ages look, as being, under divine providence, the introducers of a correct mode of writing and printing, the instructors of the civilized world in the true principles of that art which is the mainspring of civilization, the emancipators of the infant mind from the galling change of the present system of orthography, and the elevators of the great mass of mankind from the lowest depths of ignorance and superstition to the pleasures of science, and the delights of virtue. Allow me to congratulate you, as I do most sincerely, on the establishment and rapid growth of the Phonographic Corresponding Society. It is, unquestionably, one of the most useful associations that characterize the present day. Notwithstanding the society has been in existence but 10 months, it already bears such high promise, and manifests so much energy, talent, and aptitude for the work which it has undertaken, the reformation of our written and printed language, that I hesitate not to express my firm belief that it will prove effectual for the salvation of the literary world from the bondage under which it groans.